We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Locked in, Spider. Darren Dreger. Dregs, what's going on? Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
You know, we're doing it. We're really doing it, Harry.
I hear you.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. So, yesterday would have been day 14 of my isolation, so it's not like I'm taking off running into the streets by any stretch of the imagination, but at least I feel safe enough. I could go out if I wanted to.
Did they not make it last night in Canada? Did they not mandate that it could be like a prison sentence or fine of $1 million if you don't quarantine for 2 weeks or something, if you come into the country or something?
Yeah, they did. I don't think it was that significant, but I mean, there's some pretty punitive scenarios that could be applied, especially if you're coming in from the United States or another country and you don't immediately go into quarantine, for sure. But I don't think it's $1 million.
Dregs, you were in New York, and obviously the state of New York is being hit really badly right now. Do you think, and you had to quarantine 14 days, do you think the NHL is really worried that if they were to return too soon, too early, Mark Cuban said maybe mid-May for the NBA, that you may have to deal with a second pause and maybe a third pause? They definitely don't want to do that, right?
No, I think that's an excellent point. And look, we're starting to see some of that coming out of China, right? I believe I read on social media earlier today where they've now reclosed movie theaters, you know, just for fear of another wave of the outbreak. So I'm sure the National Hockey League would be sensitive to that. But one thing that, you know, again, we should remind our listeners here, and whether it's the NHL or the NBA or major sports or sport in general, you know, nothing is determined without the guidance of either the CDC or the World Health Organization or, here in Canada, Health Canada. I mean, those are the governing bodies. So, you know, the National Hockey League, the NBA, they may have eyes on a certain time in the calendar as to when it would be great if the sport could resume. None of that is happening unless the health authorities sign off on it.
Darren Dreger joining the Instigators. Day 14 of his quarantine. It's our second week here doing radio only from our homes. And Marty and Craig on the line here for those of you just tuning in to WGR 550. Dregs, let's talk some hockey talk. There was a proposal we had a chuckle about yesterday. Marty hasn't had a chance to chime in on it yet. But just the idea of having a play down for the first overall pick. I mean, sounds a little crazy, but I'm curious to know your thoughts.
Yeah, it sounds crazy to me as well. And I think it was Craig Custance who wrote about it in The Athletic. And obviously he's getting that from sources. And I'm not shooting it down, because I know the National Hockey League is welcoming any sort of proposal that any NHL club has that presents some sort of scenario or option that, that could be considered when the NHL, when the world is healthy enough to return. But I, you know, I look at the Ottawa Senators as an example. They've got 13, possibly 14 draft picks, including three in the first round. Well, unless you found a way whereby Ottawa, you know, got two or three buys in a tournament format, how could you possibly make it fair? You know, the Ottawa Senators have been bad all year. Detroit has been bad all year. You know, they don't stand a chance going into a tournament format, especially when you've got something as significant as the first pick overall in play. I mean, again, that's pie-in-the-sky stuff. You know, that's maybe the worst-case scenario if you're quickly, you know, running out of time. Perfect scenario, Sidney Crosby and some of the players touched on yesterday in their web availability, is that you get some regular season games in play. You know, even if it's two or if it's three or if it's five, I mean, at least you're building a bigger picture as to what the playoff grouping should look like, as to what the draft lottery might look like, and then ultimately the draft order. I don't see any way that all 31 teams would agree to a tournament with a first pick overall being the ultimate prize.
Yeah, it just becomes hard if you do that, Dregs. You know, injuries, you know, different times. It just, I never like the idea of saying you have to win to get the ultimate draft pick. I think yeah. There's much more that comes into play. But this is also different. So could we see the same type of proposal, but just if you win, you get maybe 10% more chance to get the number one pick? Could they do something where it would be competitive tournament for maybe a better odds at getting the number one pick?
I mean, it's possible, and I'm not trying to dismiss it out of hand because, again, those are some of the things that I'm sure are being explored and considered. But you have to also be mindful of the fact that 85% of the regular season has been played. And so, you know, if the Boston Bruins hands down win the tournament and the Boston Bruins odds of getting the first pick overall, you know, go from a single digit percentage to a double digit percentage or a percentage that equals the Ottawa Senators or the Detroit Red Wings or another tough team in the National Hockey League near the bottom of the conference standings, I think those owners are going to be pretty sour. So I'm not saying that it won't happen. I feel like that type of tournament format is a long shot scenario at best.
I just get the impression right now that people just have far too much time on their hands. I don't even know why we're discussing something like this. We're talking about one guy that's bringing up this scenario, and this guy obviously has using his time wisely, but. Now, are the general managers, like, what is their job right now? Are they trying to figure out timelines for, you know, cutoff dates for season ending, playoffs being canceled? You know, when can we start up? If this happens, like, the timelines, is that what they're doing right now?
Some of them are doing that. Some of them are submitting proposals to the National Hockey League, but you know, a lot of them are doing what they would normally do in their day-to-day routine. I mean, it's not necessarily a full-on routine, clearly. I mean, you're not dealing with injury situations or recalls in the American League. You're not worrying about the next game or what the playoff picture looks like. But they do have to prepare for the off-season. And I think that that's what the vast majority are doing right now. And they're probably working hand-in-hand with their amateur scouts, especially, poring over whatever available video might be available to them in looking at all the draft-eligible players. I reported on Insider Trading yesterday, you know, the two Russian players that NHL clubs seem to be circling around right now as free agents, and one is Alexei Melnichuk. He's a goaltender, 21 years old, who played for St. Petersburg in the KHL this year. He was really good this year, and the belief is that, you know, he's going to sign an NHL contract perhaps by the 1st of May. And then you've got, you know, the Artem Zub story. He's a right-shot defenseman, 24 years of age. I expect that he'll sign with the Ottawa Senators. So you've got general managers that are dipping into those pools just trying to keep things moving forward.
Darren Dreger joining us. Marty, I don't know if you're letting us know that you can't hear, you lost sound, but Marty Biron is attached. Not sure if you're trying to ask something, Martin. But
No, I was just saying it was sounding a little funny. So, you know, Jay, our you know, technical producer, I should call him right now, he's just wanted to make sure that he knows that we're struggling to hear what Dregs was saying. So keep it up,
Dregs, people. Dregs, is there a proposal that you've heard that you like?
Well, the one that we talked about earlier, and it's not, again, they're not really proposals, right? Because, you know, until there's a clear view on whether hockey is returning or isn't, and look, there's a growing number of people who just don't believe that the NHL is going to return this year. They just don't see how. The one that does make some sense to me is you find a way to play, again, a couple of regular season games, knock some of the rust off. That gives those on the cup line of the playoffs another couple few games more to prove that they are a playoff team. And then you go into the postseason. Now, theoretically, you know, could the league be willing to wait until late June or July to do that? And then you kick into the playoffs, and you're playing playoff hockey in August and September. You hoard the Stanley Cup in September. You give everybody a bit of a break, and then you get through your off-season stuff, which is the NHL awards, the NHL draft. Free agency, obviously, is going to have to be observed. And then the league believes, they believe, that they can play a full 82-game regular season schedule next year as long as they're going by early November. Now, that'll mean you get rid of the five-day break, probably get rid of All-Star Weekend, those sorts of things. That makes the most sense to me in a worst-case scenario situation where, you know, the world just isn't healthy enough for hockey to return until late June or early July.
You know what? A season without that break and a season without the All-Star game might not be that bad, Dregs.
Sounds good to me.
So, no, listen. Hey, go ahead.
No, I said, one thing, and I know we got to go here, but one thing I know is that both the players and the NHL are committed to playing 82 games next year. You know, whether or not that'll be reality, it's going to be up to world events and the containment of COVID-19. But that's the commitment from both sides.
Well, stay healthy, Dregs, and we'll chat with you next Friday.
All right, guys. You too. Be well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.